and welcome to a change in our usual programming. We understand that not everybody enjoys actual play podcasts, so those of you who don't, be reassured that we will also be continuing to make our usual discussion programs. Right now, though, let's listen to one part of A Known Mistake is Better Than an Unknown Truth. Around the table today, we've got Matthew, me as GM, best GM, and Tony and Dave as player.
Best GM today, definitely, on this game.
Well said, Tony. This is our first experiment in recording an actual session, and it's a little bit impromptu. You will hear the crunch of tasty Pringles, or indeed Walker's Stacks, the new Pringles alternative.
Alternative?
Yes. This game is brought to you by...
the clatter of teacups and coffee cups and things like that. This is very much a real session being recorded, so
give us...
And Dave may burp. I will try and edit out the worst noises Dave makes, but you know there are just so many of them that that's
well, you know. But being a premier GM, then you know you're allowed to do these sorts of things. And it was 30-15 to me at the end of that podcast, Matt. So
yeah,
I would like to point out.
Right. So since you're such a brilliant GM, just remind me, how long does a portal jump take?
The jump itself is instantaneous, but you need, I think it's 4 hours of preparation to do the calculations.
Okay. So.
But before we get there, I'm in the chapel praying.
Right. Yes. So let's just catch everybody up with kind of what's been happening. Our pilot has received a contract. To go and retrieve a client's lover from a dangerous situation, and you're on your way there. You're about to go through a portal on your way there. You've joined a convoy, and this is the usual thing to do is to make sure that you... try and bless your ship and the darkness between the stars. So, Dave, tell me what you're doing in the chapel.
Well, first of all, I'll just introduce myself just for purposes of the tape. So I'm Yaphet Otho. I am a combat engineer, one of our three-man strong bounty hunter group. I am the ship's engineer. I'm also the ship's sensor operator, as far as it goes. I have no medikurgy skills. Tony.
I'm Salah Otto, brother of Yaphet.
Twin brother of. Identical twin brother of.
I'm an operative guardsman, so basically the muscle on the ship. I also have no medikurgy skills, which could become awkward later on, or culture, which I'm learning actually can be quite useful.
Yes, I haven't got any culture either.
But we're very uncultured.
And our third member of our group, Salem, isn't it? That's his name. Is our captain and pilot. He, Andy, the character isn't character. The player isn't here today, unfortunately. But Salem is the captain of the ship, Mukafar, or Bounty, as she's called. But he is not here today.
So, we're assuming he's made a very successful piloting role.
I'm sure he has. I'm making offerings of a meal, a song, and a dance to the dancer as part of my ritual in the chapel,
mm-hmm.
with the door shut and locked.
Showing the plan where the chapel is.
So, the chapel is on the third deck at the back, next to the docking station, with a big...
Space window
on the back and on the top, because this is the top of the ship as well.
Oh, I'm liking that. I'm liking that design. Have we got it on the model? No.
Not on the model, no. But yeah.
But yeah, I'm just seeing that in the TV set, the TV version of this.
Yes.
I can imagine that chapel with a great big space window.
And anybody looking in is watching me dance, sing, and have a meal at the same time.
Right. And you said you locked the door. Are you embarrassed by your dancing?
No, actually, of course I'm not. No. Dave is, but Yaphet isn't.
Yeah. Jolly good. And that's to the dancer.
Yes.
So,
which is my icon.
When you pray to the dancer, you will not only get a reroll, but you will get one extra dice on those rerolls.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, right, can I go and join in his ritual then? Because I'm also the dancer is also my.
Yep. Okay. Now remember, this chapel has spaces for all the icons, including the one that isn't there, the faceless one.
The faceless one.
So you want him to pray to the dancer or to anybody else?
No, to the dancer again, because the dancer is my icon.
Well, you are brothers.
We are.
You would probably pray to. Although you are estranged brothers, aren't you? You've only just come back into contact with each other.
Yes.
You have very different upbringings.
So my Yaphet was, I guess, sold by his parents to Zalosian.
Shipwrights,
yeah, and was immediately sort of indentured as a shipbuilding technician apprentice, and grew up there, spent my childhood there, and learnt my trade there, which has given me in effect a stationary background, a sort of middle class background as a result of that. Whilst my parents and my brother come from plebeian background, I've actually had probably a better upbringing, even though I was in effect a slave.
Right, and Tony, tell us about your character. So I remember a little bit.
I would if I could remember.
You were born up on Dabaran.
Yes, as Zenithian, which I guess that was. I was basically said with my family, did I not?
Yes, I think that was.
So you got sold off, but I stay?
Yep.
But a plebeian, the generally first-come culture on Dabaran didn't treat Zenithians terribly well. But if I recall, you became a policeman.
Sounds plausible.
kind of.
You need to write these things down, Tone.
Yeah.
And you've worked out these things.
And I seem to remember when we were talking about your character that I thought there were kind of two classes of policemen. And there were some very fancy policemen that spent a lot of time riding around in lots of gold trim on their uniforms and looking very good. And you weren't one of those, because
no.
You have to be a Dabaran native to be one of those. But you're more, well, they were
militia,
using you in,
almost.
They saw you as a, if you like, a sort of refugee. They consider you've got kind of refugee status under Baron, and they saw you as a sort of person who could work in the camps and keep an eye on your fellow
peasants.
Yeah, Zenithians under Baron. So although you had some of the training, you didn't get any of the status, if I recall. But you've given all that up, and you find yourselves working together now. I don't know what you think of each other. So you knew you knew your brother. You know that you
knew
are
he existed. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and
I'm not sure. Did we talk about how we got back together?
We didn't really. So this ship is the ship we've got. Mukafar is a Zalosian ship made in Karmaruk, potentially one that I worked on and helped design as part of my apprenticeship, which has been taken by Salem and me in helping me escape a punishment on Zalos. I think that we agreed that Andy's character had been ordered to execute me for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was sort of grown up together and he knew me, he couldn't bring himself to do that. And that led him to sort of flee his Zalosian masters in order to save me from being executed. And then once we were out, we started out as bounty hunters and perhaps went looking for my brother and ended up finding him.
Mm.
And then he joined the group as the third member of our...
And you have a particular problem, Tony, don't you, that kind of relates to that?
Yeah, so my problem is Dark Secret, which is I have a secret which I know about... about my brother. So you're basically wanted for a crime of some sort. What the crime was? It was some sort of murder.
So, well, my personal problem's got it. I've written it down as bounty hunters are after me for something I did not do, and it's because I look exactly the same as you, and it's mistaken identity. It's something that you did.
Yeah. So,
but they're after me for it.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
So, as a character, do you? I can't remember. Do you know that I did it or not yet?
I don't know that you do.
As a player, you do, but as the character.
I don't know. We haven't really thought that deeply into it yet, have we? So,
no.
I guess we can go with not. I might give a nice reveal moment sometime later on.
Well, my intention with this scenario is because we've just got two of you, I thought it might be fun to try and do something that in a TV series might be called a bottle episode, focusing on a subsection of the crew. It's the sort of thing that in a TV series is where they're saving a bit of money.
having a low-key episode,
and one of the ways they sometimes do that is they don't do any outside broadcast. They do it all on the sets they've got built.
Yeah.
So if you imagine our fancy chapel set here, you know, we spent a lot of money on that window looking out into space. We're going to blooming use it.
We're going to bloody film it now. Yeah.
So yeah, that's my intention with this. So I am rather hoping actually that
we're doing a cheap
exactly what it is has gone on between you two, and your histories might come out in this session.
So I kind of think that my dance to the dancer is a bit like a haka.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of sort of Maori war, aggressive, bestial kind of thing. Because
I think mine's more like a ballet.
Okay, this is interesting.
It isn't, by the way. That was it's more like something. I'm basically a thug, so
yeah. So I think we both have embraced the beast side of the dancer icon rather than the lovey-dovey, people in love side, because that doesn't really...
Yeah, and if Tony, if you shut your ears for a moment, Dave, you've said that your character might well have come across some Nazarene learning.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering whether how you came across that in the very authoritarian, we only talk about the judge or the martyr atmosphere of your Zelossian upbringing. Is there some forbidden text that you managed to steal?
It's interesting. I hadn't thought about it before, but the thing that strikes me is, so Nazarene sacrifice was destroyed 100 years previously as a faction.
By the Zelossians and the Draconites.
Yep.
Well, not 100 years, about 60 odd years.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. And so I wonder if one of the other slaves that I was working with was a very old man who'd been captured and enslaved, who was a devotee of the Nazarene sacrifice, and over the kind of, you know, like the campfire talking to him, he's then gifted me with his the little holy book that he saved.
Anything
maybe he's got a little holy book that he maybe saved from the days when the faction was more powerful. And then he's given it to me, sort of like a weather-beaten tiny little book, you know, maybe the size of a mobile phone or something, like a tiny little Bible thing that is 100 years old now, and it's maybe a prized possession of mine, perhaps.
But also,
I learned it all from him. Yeah,
it could be the sort of thing that might get you a death sentence.
Certainly in Zalos. Yeah.
In Zalos, yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe anywhere, maybe, but. I think that might.
Yeah,
that works
quite
well.
Cool.
I like that. That's good.
Right. So, anything else you want to talk about while you're praying, or tell me about doing? So you've each prayed to the dancer.
Yeah.
So as we say, if you need to pray to the dancer again throughout the scenario, you'll get not just a re-roll when you push your dice, but also an extra dice.
Is that every time we pray through the scenario?
Every time you pray to the dancer.
To the dancer, not a...
So, if we think about the skills that the dancer rolls, that's dodging, for example. I can't remember what else the dancer looks after.
So the dancer talent is evade, which is dodging incoming attacks.
Yeah.
I should have looked at the page number. I looked at it a minute ago. Here we go. So dancer represents the bond formed in the life union between two lovers, but also unbridled lust when appearing as the magician. Darker folklore speaks of the beast representing mankind's true nature and, according to some, her inherent evil.
Yeah, and a dexterity test and a melee combat test. If you prey on either of those, you'll get an extra dice.
Okay.
You prey to the dark.
What page is that on?
That's on page 57.
So that dexterity and melee combat.
Which you might need.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Cool. Okay, so...
Excellent.
So you pray, you've done negotiation with the portal keepers, you have synchronised your flight pattern with the... With the convoy, thank you. Andy's done a spectacularly successful role. Salem has done a spectacularly successful
first time for everything, ain't he? He's not even here to notice it.
And as is fitting, you climb into your stasis chambers for the actual journey. Where are your stasis chambers on your ship?
So the stasis chambers are in the middle deck. So the top deck is the flight deck. The middle deck is called the boiler deck. That's where engineering, service station, workshop and everything is. And the stasis holder is in the middle of there.
Right.
So it's sort of just down from the bridge.
How many chambers have you got?
16, I think 16. It is.
Cool. Okay.
16 stasis.
Yeah.
So you can...
I think it's 16.
Seems quite a lot for a ship.
No, it's at least 16 for a class 3 ship, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't put them, don't bother counting.
You've got 18 drawn on.
they're indicative rather than.
It's more here as well.
Some of those look like stasis beds, but they're actually the machinery that runs the stasis bed.
So it's 16 stasis.
16 stasis beds. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever happens, I don't know how stasis works, but, you know, lights go out effectively.
So the way I have done stasis is like in, there's a book called Daybreakers by Philip Jose Farmer, I think it was. I lent it to you years ago. And the idea of the book is that you only live on one day, and so you share your apartment with six other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Monday, so the next person is a Tuesday. And you go into your, what is effectively a stasis thing, it's called being stoned. So you just press a button and zoom, it's almost instant. So that's the way I play stasis in my in my campaign, rather than, you know, alien style, take 3 hours to plug yourself in and slowly go to sleep kind of stasis. But I guess up to you how you want to play it.
Well, they talk about it, you know, the prep for portal jumps taking about 4 hours, so it could include that alien sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that it does include something alien-y in terms of, you know, one of those podule things with a glass cover on top.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be an important part of this adventure. Particularly when
there's an interesting thing though in my campaign with the instant way of doing stasis, it means that it did save their captain's life because he was going to die in five minutes, and they stuck him in stasis to save his life. If it had been a 3 hour process, he would have died.
Before he got there.
Well, I'm not sure that the process of getting in, because obviously, you know, you're doing this piloting role. Now, obviously, the pilot at least is rushing back to the conversation.
Getting in.
You're not then going to spend 3 hours doing it, is it? Well, maybe. I don't know. But no, I think it's a relatively instant get in, but you are in one of those sort of podules.
Yeah,
that's.
And obviously, generally, the lights come on and you wake up once the trip is over. But in your separate podules, the two of you wake up and the lights are not on.
Who's been fucking about with my ship? Okay, can I... have I ever seen anything like this before?
No.
Can I have a technology roll to run through what some of the options for why this might be?
You may indeed have a technology roll.
Okay,
technology. I will actually spend some darkness points for this incident occurring. Ooh. So okay. Just one thing that I'm going to try and do is almost everything the GM does, I am going to be controlled by darkness points.
Okay.
So even though this is, if you like, written into the scenario, it still costs me
a darkness point. Okay.
Two in this case.
Ooh,
it sounds bad. It does sound promising.
Okay, so I get 8 dice. I don't suppose I can use my advanced tools to help me in this circumstance, can I?
No, you are in your chamber at the moment.
Okay. So are the pods still shut?
Your pod is still shut, yes.
Okay.
So do we kind of manually, when we come out of stasis, do we kind of manually control opening?
Normally, no. The pods, the lights come on, the pods come up. I was thinking more like the alien thing, but without all the plugging in.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me see if I can diagnose what's going on. So I've got one success there. What do I...
Okay. For your one success, this is not normal. It appears, from what you can work out, that your stasis bed has malfunctioned in some sort of way.
Okay.
You fear... Yeah, if you know, it could be... Oh, well, you know, the lights aren't working, and we've all woken up in our separate pods, but... You know, something's gone on in the opening, but your gut feeling is you might still be in transit.
Okay, might still be in portal space.
Yeah.
And we've woken up.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That sounds bad.
That's why I gave you 2 darkness points back.
Go back to sleep! Okay.
Yeah, so there are controls. I imagine, you know, when you do this thing, you lie in the stasis bed, you press a thing, and whatever happens.
So has the cycle on my stasis bed gone through its routine?
No.
So it hasn't kind of woken me up at the right moment?
No. It appears to be a malfunction on the stasis bed itself.
Okay, because I probably don't really know any of this, because I know nothing.
Yeah, unless so what are you unless doing I've got then? Someone you've to woken up in the shoot. Dark.
I'm at a loss. So do I have like a button to open the pod? Can I, that I would know about?
That's an interesting thing,
So the pod's still
normally,
closed.
You know, you press a button to close the pod, and then the pod opens when you wake up. And so, no, you're feeling, I think, possibly a little trapped in the pod.
Okay, I'll just try pressing some buttons and push the door, see if I can get it open.
Can I see him doing this?
Well, I mean, if you're...
Again, how much can he hear through the pod? Is it totally soundproof?
I don't think it's necessarily totally soundproof. No, I think... So you might hear... So you start pressing the button. Absolutely no reaction at all. So he's kind of thumping the...
Yeah, I'm just going to try and push to see... Not too hard, because I don't really want to break anything, but just enough to see if I can...
So you can hear... You can hear somebody else thumping.
Okay.
I'll try and have a look out through the pod to see if I can see...
I'm gonna
see what is anyone else up and about.
Okay, I'm gonna shout across and say, Salat, stay in the pod. I'm not sure that we're out of portal space yet.
What?
How do we feel? How do I feel?
You feel fine.
I'm gonna shout. What do we think's happened? Have we been boarded? Is this a malicious action or is it just a malfunction?
Obviously, you might not call out to Salem because you know he's not going to answer because his player isn't here. But I'm assuming you do actually call out to Salem.
Yeah, we'll just call out to anyone.
And it appears it's only the two of you that are awake.
That's convenient, isn't it?
Yes. nice little plot device to
keep Andy out of the way. I think the first thing I'm going to do is wake Andy up. I think we need our captain in this situation.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any so on the walls? Are there any sort of control panels that I can see from where I am that would be showing some, you know, the cycle of where the ship is?
Are all the lights off on all the pods?
And would there be? I mean, would there be?
Well, okay. So if you're looking out,
No,
it looks like a run of pods, including yours. The lights are off. But you can see other sort of monitoring lights and, you know, blinking lights. So it's not the whole ship that's down.
And it's not all the pods.
You know, if you recall whichever one Salem Clyde into, that seems to be functioning normally from the fact that, you know, there's a little green occasionally flashing light on there.
Okay. There isn't anything on the ship where the ambient lighting changes whilst we're in portal space.
Well, there is, yeah. I mean, generally the lights go out while you're in portal space.
And the lights are out.
And the lights are out, yeah.
Except for these little...
Yeah, the little blinking
winking lights, okay.
Should we just try and get out of our pods and find two that are working and get back in the fucking yeah, sharpish?
That's not a bad idea. So can I...
If we're in portal space, yeah. To go mad?
Yeah, it's not good. We've got to do that before the icons find us. Matt, I'm going to try... Use my tech skill to try and open my pod without destroying it. To try and pop the case.
Make a roll.
Okay, that's two successes.
Okay, so you do that reasonably well. Your intention was to pop the lid without breaking it.
Yes.
And if it had been one success, I might have said you don't not break it. But here, two successes. Yeah. I'll give you that. It's manual.
Yeah,
you can work out whether
being very careful as I break the seal just to see if there's no, make sure there's atmosphere.
Yeah,
a bit of explosive decompression.
Well, exactly, that'd be fun.
No, there is an atmosphere. Your reckoning is probably that it's not being processed, because obviously there's no need to maintain the atmosphere and cycle carbon dioxide out. But you know, it's got as much oxygen in the atmosphere as it went, when you got into your pods.
This is out of gas, isn't it? We need a part, and I've been gut shot.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to start having flashbacks about how we joined the ship.
Well, we are. Oh, nice. Good game, Matt. Thanks. Enjoy that. What should we do for the rest of the afternoon?
No, you've got to play the flashbacks.
Well, I'm glad your scenario idea lasted about half an hour, Matt. Well done. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Now I'm assuming that because we just get in and out of this thing, I'm kind of dressed in whatever I was. All my gear is just here.
Yeah, do we get in the pods like with a fully clothed with like a weapons and everything as well? Because I would do that if I could. Keep my weapons with me in case of trouble.
You generally keep your stuff in your cabins, I think, to be brutally honest. You know, you don't particularly get into your pyjamas to go into stasis, because it's a relative, it's a weird form of sleep. You know, you want to be ready to function when you're out, but I'm not convinced necessarily your weapons would be there.
I think I'd keep a weapon at least nearby. If
you use your thing as a holstered weapon, then I think you might have a holstered weapon. You might have all your weapons.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your carry. You know, at the end of the day, actually, you've got an equipment list that talks about what you might be carrying. I think maybe some of the larger weapons you might just put in your cabin for the moment. But
the only weapon I've got is a Vulcan cricket. How big is that?
That's fine.
Yeah. So I've got just a pistol on my brass knuckles. And all the other stuff that's on my list is stuff that I don't know because I would. How paranoid am I being flying around these ships? So would I be wearing my exo shell on board the ship?
Would you be able to fit in the stasis pod?
I might have to have got out of it to get in the stasis pod, but it might be there hanging up in a rack that I can then just put back on.
I've got a sneaking suspicion that you're relatively relaxed and it would be sitting where you keep it normally, which is probably your cabin or maybe a ready station somewhere near the gym. Where you're an engineer, aren't you?
Okay, but on that basis, I've got my pistol and my brass knuckles, but I don't have the rest of it.
I think that potentially you might have some tools. You got
okay, yeah, advanced tools, yeah.
And I've got my teddy bear as well.
Your teddy bear. Never mind. Is this a flashback, man?
Yeah, but it's not flashing all the way back to Brighton we visited, is it?
Okay. I'll go and try and release Tony then.
Okay.
Okay, that's one success.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay, cool. Right,
you
well,
might have broken it.
Any idea what's going on? Are we still in?
I don't know.
Portal space.
The ship is behaving as if we're still in portal space.
Should we?
So I think we need to go to the bridge and see where the fuck we are, and then engineering to fix whatever's going on.
Well, are there still rows of stasis pods that appear to be operational that are empty?
Well, for the cost of the darkness point, I'm going to say there is one that's operational. you basically got a row of stasis pods, however it's laid out around the room. Andy has the one nearest the door because he's kind of the last person to get in after piloting.
He's in that one there then.
So that one's operational. The one next to him is where he stored the statuette that you recovered. That one's
he put that
not
in
functioning.
In a stasis pod.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we thought it's probably dangerous, so we better put it in stasis.
I remember, yeah. So do you think this statuette has caused a problem?
It might.
Yeah, and it's interesting that, if there's a sort of circuit here and something...
So the only one that's working is the one that Sandy's in.
Yeah.
All the rest of them are offline.
Yeah.
Including ours, obviously.
So should we take the statue out of the... Because we could try to repair that, but if the statue is causing a problem, we might not be able to. Don't know, you tell me you're the tech guy.
Okay, can I have a look at... So is the one that the statue's in working?
Sorry?
The one that the statuette is in, is that working?
No, that's blown. In fact, that probably has,
broken.
You can see that that's... There's a kind of smoke damage type thing to that.
So we could take... Obviously, if its stasis pod is not working anyway, there's no real benefit from leaving it in there. We could take it out.
Okay, can I look at the... Okay, can I try and repair that stasis pod? Can I see what caused the problem? The one that the statuette's in.
Make a technology roll.
I've got my tools now.
Yeah.
That's two successes.
Yeah, you can see that with a bit of time, this pod has blown. Actually, there's considerable damage through its systems. And obviously it's not
gone. Overheated or fuse gone kind of thing? Or
yeah, fuses, but more,
worse damage than that.
Yeah, all sorts of things, a little cascade of stuff's gone on. And part of that cascade has been to knock out everything else.
Right.
But you think with a bit of time you could repair or bypass the system and basically take that stasis pod out of the loop. And restart the other ones.
Right, okay. But by time, how long do I think?
Make another technology roll.
Two successes again. And lots of fives. Three fives. How close? To getting three successes.
Or five successes. Yeah. It's going to take a couple of hours.
Okay. Now, from my knowledge of just how these ships work in portal space, how quickly should it go through the portal from one point to the next?
Yeah, what would the kind of perceived time be?
Well...
In portal space. Or do we...
The perceived time is pretty instantaneous. Have we actually got how long portal travel takes?
No, I don't think we do. I've always worked on the assumption it's instantaneous for my campaign, but... That there's nothing to suggest.
It could be
that.
Instantaneous when you're, from the point of view of kind of seeing where it disappears at one end and appears at the other. But that's your perceived time of while you're in that
portal space.
Could be different.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
That's what I was going to say.
So if you're awake during the portal, it might feel like longer than it seems from outside.
Yes, you are in a space where at the very least, time runs differently.
Yeah. Okay. The answer is I don't know.
Let me just, I'm just checking in the books about travel times. Takes about a day.
Okay.
So, travel between two portals in the system takes about one day, and the preparations before the jump time for the ship also take about a day. Usually spent waiting for a convoy to come up. But you've done that. You've done that today. But
So, the ship's time. What's been the elapsed time since we got into the stasis pods to now?
It's been an hour or two into the flight.
So we're looking at most of a day still in.
Yeah.
If we are in portal space, so I think we need to go. And, I guess we are in portal space.
The only way we wouldn't be was if we had all it.
It is
actually
dark.
Got. I mean, how long between us getting in the stasis pods and entering the portal is there?
Not long, I guess.
So not long.
Not long.
An hour or two at the most, I suppose.
Probably
you,
less.
You
than
kind
the
of point the ship.
Do your calculations
at the portal,
and press go.
Press go, and you've got.
Then you get the hell of the stasis.
Some minutes, I think, to get in there.
Yeah.
So just pop to the loop. Pretty sure that we're in portal space. So.
It does seem likely, doesn't it? As far as we can tell.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a chance that you might have gone through and just the ship's malfunctioned on the way out. But gut feeling...
Absolutely, we would know how long the kind of shipboard elapsed time would be for portal jump.
Yeah.
Because we've got clocks and stuff on the ship. So that would be knowledge that would be...
Well, except I don't know whether... Let's assume time isn't running differently. Yeah, the clock is counting down to about 20, 22 hours before these. You've got little clocks on the outside of the stasis thing that seem to be suggesting that time is running normally. But of course, if there's a different perception of time here, then... other things might be going on outside portal space.
Yeah, so I'm saying is the elapsed time on the ship is more than the elapsed time outside the portals when you go through a portal.
Yeah. Now
so
I
basically
think
you go to the portal and you instantly arrive at the other end of it, but actually on the ship, kind of a day has passed.
No, I think it takes a day to appear.
Okay, so the elapsed time outside the ship is the same as the elapsed time on board.
I think so.
And it's a day.
Reading this on page, for those of you who are following, page 138. Just while it's gone. I'll just describe to you a kind of voice you get in your head.
Oh, don't miss point.
Good at this point. Can you trust your brother? This isn't something he's done, is it?
What do I perceive about this voice? Does it kind of does it sound like almost like I'm hearing a physical voice? Does it sound kind of male, female? Is it something I recognise? Do I have a feeling about? Is
it's
it
not a voice
of,
you recognise? It's definitely a voice, something other. It's not.
Yes.
You don't think it's your own doubt. Or if it's your own doubt, it's externalised. Mm. And it sounds kind of charming, plausible, arguable. Well, very difficult to work out whether it's male or female. It definitely feels of the icons, as it were. Mm. Is it the dancer? Maybe it's the dancer telling you to... maybe answering your prayers? Could be that. Could be that thing. You haven't got culture, have you?
I've got no culture at all, me, no.
And it's an advanced skill, isn't it?
It is. Yes. Yep. So I can't even bodge it.
Is this a scenario where you're going to need some culture?
You may find it helps you recognise stuff.
We ain't got none, I think, between us. I think there's a... experience points to be spent there at some point. Right. Where were we?
So, it's dark.
Yeah, okay. So in my tools, have I got a flashlight or something?
Yes, I think you've probably got a flashlight. But yes, the ship is in portal mode, which is most life support systems are down.
So how?
Not gravity. I'm just wishing. I think I should have said gravity was down as well. But
too late now.
Now you're out for things. Yeah.
How long can we survive on the ship with just what's here?
Well, just the two of you. I'll make a technology roll again, I guess. So you're kind of calculating.
I guess I can't use my tools for this one, can I?
No. This is just a knowledge-based thing.
I'm going to push that because I'm going to pray because I need to know, I think. Okay, two successes.
Yeah, you feel pretty confident that on the ship, as it stands at the moment, there's enough air just around with enough oxygen in it that you two aren't going to...
We can survive 24 hours.
You can survive 24 hours. It'll feel bloody stale when everybody else wakes up and the systems come on. okay. Although the systems are likely probably to come on and start processing a little bit before you guys wake up. So,
I mean, it's quite a volume. It's not a small ship, so it's quite a volume here.
Light could be a thing that you want to sort out.
Yeah.
So there are no lights on throughout the ship as well, so we can see.
Nah.
By the way, I'm definitely, my next character that I create this game is definitely going to have some culture.
Does seem to be
quite a limiting thing.
Yeah.
Not having that anywhere.
Well, next experience point, you know, in two or three scenarios when you finally end.
Look, I've already acted in accordance with my icon. Mm-hmm. So that's at least one point. Mr. Rules Fascist, you. Anyway, moving on. So I guess what we need to do is just go and power up the ship. Power up the life support and the lights and stuff. Yeah?
Yep.
I assume that will be in engineering?
I guess so, yep. So okay, this is just weird, isn't it? I'm just trying to think. If we're in portal space... we're not being boarded by somebody human, because how would they be able to do it? If we're in portal space, it then means it's probably something supernatural.
Yeah, that's not reassuring thought.
No, so the quicker we get... Yeah. Well, the alternative is that I just repair these stasis pods and we just go straight back to sleep.
Yeah, the alternative is maybe... Is it just this statue is just in some ways... scuffed the system, so we need to get it out of there and put it somewhere.
Like,
on the ship, far away from the stasis pods.
Like Andy's cabin.
Out of the airlock.
It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
we shouldn't be just throwing it away. Well, we don't know for sure that it is, do we?
No, it's a bit suspicious, though, isn't it? Well, I know nothing about
it. But I can
uneducated mind like mine.
It's going to take the same amount of time to reroute the power around that pod, so moving it out of the pod doesn't make any difference for us. So it could just be the best thing is that I do that, we hold up here, and we just go straight back into stasis the minute. But is there something else weird going on? Are we still in state? You know, we might not even be in. I think we need to find out if we're still in portal space.
Okay. Do we need to go to the bridge to check
probably,
that? Do we think?
Yeah. It's for a sensor roll. I've got data gin.
Yeah, good. Actually,
two things I can do. I can check the sensors and I can repair the ship.
Right, what route are you taking to the bridge?
I guess the most direct one. So come out from the stasis hold up to the sort of the ladders here. Or I think I'd sort of thought, because each of these squares is supposed to be 5 foot square. So it's a bit like a narrow castle kind of... spiral staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with a like a iris valve on it to get into it so it can compartmentalise a ship if we have decompression.
Mm-hmm.
Put the darkness point down.
Yeah, step away from the darkness point.
You don't want any trouble. Just drop it on the floor and kick it over to me.
At the other end of the corridor over there, are those steps?
Those are steps up. So basically, this level is... The way I've designed it is... it's all going to have a very sort of Nostromo feel in terms of height. But the cargo hold
That's
is obviously
really appropriate.
It's going to be... it's going to be much higher.
Right.
So this is basically reflecting that engineering is on top of the cargo hold.
On top
hold,
of the cargo hold, yeah, gotcha.
Which is higher than, which has got more space in it and it's can take more stuff. So that's what this is. So actually, I think in part of the design, the service station bit here is possibly over the top of the stasis hold, but just the way I've done it. So those are steps going up. So we notice something over there, do we?
I've got my weapon drawn ready because I'm paranoid.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too.
You come out of that door.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you would have your weapons drawn, but you might have your weapons
drawn. I've got my weapon drawn because I'm very suspicious about what's going on
here.
Yeah,
this is uber weird.
And I've no idea what's going on. I'm very on edge. So I've got my weapon drawn.
Yeah, I think so too.
You hear something up there. Don't see it. But you can hear something moving about.
Can I have an observation to try and understand what it might be?
Okay.
I would as well.
That's six dice for me.
Five me.
Nope, no successes.
One success.
Okay, it's Dave. It sounds to you like an animal.
You, Tony.
Sounds like an animal.
Like an animal?
An animal. Sounds like an animal.
Like a big animal or a little animal? Is it like a deep growling thing or is it?
No, is it movement I can hear rather than
it's padding around.
So probably quite
Your
a big animal
feeling
for us to hear.
Is that it's not a rat. It's bigger than a rat.
Okay.
It's smaller than an elephant.
About the size of a...
I'll tell you what, you're plebeian, you're planet-wise, it sounds like a pretty big dog.
Okay.
You can't see it. No.
How much... Have you got bigger weapons and stuff in your cabin?
No, this is the only weapon I've got.
Have you got armour and stuff in your cabin that we want to go and get?
So I have armor, but presumably not wearing it at the moment.
Okay, let's head for the bridge. So we're coming around here to this staircase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going up it, I'm going to shut the iris valve behind us, and that will bring us up here into the communal area on the flight deck.
I'll go up first with my weapon.
Okay.
Yep.
You want to do that sneakily, don't you?
Just want to do it quickly, actually.
Quickly or sneakily? What's your choice?
So what have we got here? Infiltration. I've got no infiltration. So
I've got agility of 5. So.
I think we should be quick.
Yeah, let's go.
And get that valve shut behind us quickly.
Yes. So dexterity rolls.
Okay.
Quickly.
I do. Yeah, and we get a plus one.
No, you get a plus one on prayer.
It's not on the roll.
Plus one on the rerolls.
Not on the first roll. Though,
so I get 4 dice then in total, but if I re-roll, I get an extra die. So I've got dexterity of 1 and agility of 3.
Okay.
So I get 4. Okay.
I've got 3 successes on that.
I've got 1 success.
Okay. So,
a waste of 3 successes.
on getting here without being eaten, that's not a bad start.
you'll need that extra success because you run for it. You're obviously ahead of the game because you're faster than your brother in this run. You're up the stairs, but you've made some noise, up the ladder, but you made some noise. And you can hear this growl almost as soon as you're out of the door. And
so at the place where we're heading to?
Or the growl from engineering?
From here.
From behind. Okay.
And suddenly you can hear it pounding round. You're a bit slower. But sorry, what's your character name?
Salah.
As Salah grabs your wrist and hoiks you through the airlock, you see something like a weird dog, black as the devil, shiny carapace. Is it a dog? Is it an insect? Weird. I mean, nothing you've seen.
On the stud.
Yeah. It comes from the bottom of the stairs just as you get yanked up and close the thing.
So... weird dog insect thing that got on board while we're in portal space. That doesn't sound like a good thing to me.
It doesn't sound like a good thing at all. It sounds like a very bad thing.
Okay, come out to this communal area then. Weapon drawn, being very cautious. I'm going to look around, listening.
Okay, make a observation roll.
Yep. Observation 6. Oh, a lot of fives. Five fives.
No successes for me either.
It looks clear.
roll the initiative. Okay. You're going first then, because you're the tough guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm quite tough. Oh, no, I'm not that tough, really. I pretend to be tough.
Well, I have really good shooting and hitting things skills. Mm. So those are my main skills.
Cool. Okay, let's... Tony, go first. I'm heading for that door on the far side of the communal area.
Yeah.
I've got my flashlight, so I'm panning it around just to see if... I'm working on the assumption that they're going to find us in the dark anyway, so it doesn't actually matter having a bit of a flashlight.
Yeah, okay, get to that door.
Yep. It was heading for our cabins and for the bridge.
Okay.
Which cabin did you want?
Well, they're all at the same size, aren't they? That one. I'll have cabin 3.
I guess Salem should have cabin 1.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So you get to your cabins without incident.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go and get my armour on.
Yeah, putting my exosuit on. Getting my security tablet and my shield.
I'm collecting my proximity sensor.
Okay. And what's a proximity sensor do?
It's a thing that senses the proximity of objects.
I'm that goes beep.
It's like it's the thing out of Alien, basically, where you detect the aliens approaching.
That's handy. We've got one of those.
Yeah, it's the
And I've also got a modulation mask. I can't remember what that does.
What?
A modulation mask.
I think when you're begging for death, it makes you sound less of a pussy. I don't know. Something like that.
That sounds really useful. Yeah. I can see why I took that. And a recon probe as well. So
I think we need some grenades, don't you?
Yes, and I've got a communicator. Have you got a communicator? Yes. Coming early?
With a +3 encryption on it.
Yeah, that's what you were.
Because it's the recon probe, a little drone we can send out to look around.
Yeah. But I think if we're following the tweaked gearhead talent, I'd have had to have spent one of my successes making it enduring, so it'd have to be a +2 encryption rather than a +3.
Okay, I think it might be a +2 encryption. Okay, cool. Let's do that.
So, what was it? A recon drone?
Modulation mask and recon probe.
Recon probe.
A modulation mask is a necklace that projects a modulated image in front of the wearer's face, making it easier to disguise yourself.
Okay, don't really care about that.
Recon probe. Used to scout out surrounding area. Hovers thanks to a small grav unit, powered by a cell that needs changing after 2 hours. The probe can be remote controlled up to extreme range. The operator's observation score is tested to determine how detailed the probe's observations are.
Okay, that could come in handy.
That could come in very handy. Yes. In fact, we could search the ship with it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thought.
From somewhere safe.
Somewhere with the door locked.
And proximity sensor, is that the
proximity
other one?
Proximity sensor, yeah.
Scans several spectra of the surroundings and displays detailed live information about terrain, vehicles and individual persons in the area. Information is not exact enough to identify someone. It has two modes. Active. Mode covers extreme range in open terrain and forests. Sensor allows the operator to test technology to find hidden things in her surroundings. Passive. Long range is less risky to the user when it reveals the user's location. So basically there's an active mode which uses technology to test, to find things.
Yes, well, my technology skill is not the best. Well, it's just I feel like it doesn't exist, so I can't use that.
But I can.
You, so you could use it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think. Yeah. Right. Okay, we're here now. Let's get onto the bridge and just check where the hell we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do a sensor sweep.
Okay.
And see, are we? Where are we in space? So data gin. That's 1 + 6, +5. Sorry, because it's 6. Shall I pray for that?
I think we probably should on this occasion. I think.
Oh, great dancer, give me the insight to know what I need to know. That's more like it. 3 successes.
Right. Yeah. Now, weirdly, thank you very much.
Stop it.
Weirdly, you almost broke the sensors. The feedback from what is obviously, there's not much science on portal space, because not many people have come out of it without going. but
this is portal space.
This is really hard to understand,
okay.
And you almost screwed your sensors up. But luckily, you saved it. But yeah, you are pretty convinced you're in portal space.
We're in fucking portal space.
And in fact, you've even managed to record it. So there's suddenly a bit of extra because you got 3 critical success. So
recorded some data about
the foundation
space.
Will be really interested in what you've downloaded, but it is just weird in a way that I can't describe. I think it's probably quite multicolored.
Okay,
it's not dark.
Might be able to sell
well, it is dark, maybe. But the colors.
Is there a window, actual kind of physical window where you can?
There is.
The bridge. The bridge is all one big. So if you imagine,
This
is the bridge here, and you kind of step down into it, so. We're sort of sitting along the front there with great big windows across
the
top.
So what do we see? What does it
look like? Pitch black, but actually you realise it's a million different colours of black in a way. So it's kind of like a fractal thing. But actually, the more you look at it, the brighter the colours get, the more you notice the reds and vermilions and stuff.
Okay. And the less time you want to spend awake.
Yes.
Yeah. So what the hell is that? So this beast.
In fact,
is...
We've got mind points, haven't we?
Mm.
I'm gonna say that this is an attack on your mind points in some way, but I'm gonna run it just looking at this stuff through the windows. How am I gonna run this? It's not a real attack.
Do we have kind of shutters we can bring down on windows?
Yeah, I'm sure. We must have blast shutters or something. I'm shutting the blast shutters.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thinking.
Because, but...
And from now on, I'm going to rig it, when we're in portal space, that all the blast shutters come down automatically before we enter.
Yeah.
Just in case we wake up again.
Don't worry. I've done this scenario. Unless you really want to screw Andy over at some point. So what's the thing with the environmental stuff? What's that called? That's a spending darkness points, wrath of nature or something.
Yeah. Basically, it's a catch-all. You can just spend a point or more to do whatever you feel like.
Yeah, that's kind of feel what I feel we ought to be doing.
Because it's just interesting, because if you'd read that email of mine, you would have seen the things that I've got either written or in planning for future podcasts.
Yeah.
And one of them is a much more detailed look at how you could run being awake in portal space.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Because the rules are really quite thin.
Yeah.
And what I've found is it kind of implies that there's only a 2 in 6 chance of being fucked up by it, which doesn't seem to play in the way that... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it's got to be a much greater chance. The chance of surviving it must be minuscule. Or surviving it unscathed. So,
what was it called, that thing? Where's the spending darkness points bit?
Spending darkness points.
I
don't really remember off the top of my head, actually. But it is basically the Nature's Wrath one. Is
it Nature's Wrath?
It is, yeah. It's an environmental thing that allows you to do whatever you please.
There we go.
What page?
It is on page 3, 4, 6.
Okay. Something dangerous in the environment around the PCs suddenly affects them. It could be collapsing beams or a landslide. Costs 1 to 3 DP depending on level of danger.
Right. Okay, well, I want this to have caused you some stress. So,
okay.
I'm spending 3 DP.
Yep.
And it... and I think this is going to be on your observation skills.
Okay.
But, so what dice would you normally roll on your observation skill?
I'd roll 6.
I'd roll 5.
Okay, so you roll 2, Tony, and you roll 3.
Okay, we might be giving him his darkness points back. Okay, oh, we just need some successes.
So do we have to, roll now?
Yes, kind of so this is... this is
the effect of looking upon portal space.
Looking upon the portal space.
Yeah, yeah, okay. One success.
Okay.
No success.
Okay, so you said you were closing the blast shield.
Yeah.
You're doing that because you're realising that...
Can I pray?
He is staring at that. Pray. Give me a darkness point. Get one of those back already. Oh, there we go.
No.
So take a... What should we do? How many stress points?
It's funny that we're twins, but you've got 9 hit points. I've got 6, and you've got 6.
Well, that's kind of, you know, it's the training you've done as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, true.
The environment has a big impact on that, not just the...
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Take three stress points or mind points, whatever they are.
Okay.
Now, how can we restore stress?
Yeah.
So as they're shutting down, saying, "Look at me, brother! Look at me!"
Yeah. Well, no, you've shut the things down, and immediately the effect is off there. But you are just a bit
phased.
By looking into that.
Ah, oh, we need to sort this out.
Get back. Don't challenge the icons, brother.
Oh, didn't think I was. Didn't mean to. God, give me something to shoot. Let's get back in stasis.
What's your biggest gun? Vulcan Cricket.
Vulcan Cricket.
Okay.
All right. Okay, shall we send them a recon probe out to have a look around the ship?
Yeah, I wonder.
Do you want to go back in stasis with these things? We don't know what they are wandering around our ship.
Have you got command?
No.
Right, that can help people recover mind points.
Okay. Can I just use my empathy?
Can't you wake the captain up?
Yeah, let's get the captain up.
Yeah, show him what's out the window.
Yeah, he's like, "Captain, wake up, say some nice things to him, then go back to sleep."
And Medicurg can also...
Give an inspiring, motivational speech, and then...
Can I guess I can't just try and use empathy.
Just
generally. I know command and Medicurg are both advanced skills, but...
No, I don't think so.
Manipulation to try and persuade me to pull myself together?
I don't have manipulation. I've got empathy, though.
How much empathy?
3.
You automatically recover 1 mind point per hour when resting. Okay. If you have suffered a breakdown, that is gone down to 0 mind points, you run a risk of permanent trauma. You roll 1 die on the result of 1.
Can I get a empathy roll to try and help him by saying, "Pray with me, brother"?
No. Let's
pray to the icons.
No, he prayed to the icons, so we saw him pray. Just all he needs to do
is this is role playing in a relaxing play, rather than relaxing. Out of stasis in portal space with a thing giant dog trying to eat us. That's really chilling, that is. Well, it is chilling but in the wrong kind of way. Okay, fair enough. Pull yourself together, Muppet. Tough love.
You have been listening to The Coriolis Effect, presented by Fiction Suit with the RPG Gods, with music by Stars on a Black Sea, used with permission of Free League Publishing. Imagery from NASA and the Hubble Space Telescope, brought to you by Wikimedia Commons. Typeface is Code by Font Fabric.